Chapter 15, Service Information and Work Orders. Owner's Manuals. Content: The Owner's Manual is the instructional booklet that comes with every new vehicle and includes important information. It has been said by many automotive professional technicians and service advisors that the Owner's Manual is not read by many vehicle owners. Most Owner's Manuals contain all, or most of the following information. 1. Meaning of dash symbols. 2. How to reset the maintenance reminder light. 3. Specifications, including viscosity of oil needed and number of quarts, or, liters. 4. Tire pressures and standard, as well as optional, tire sizes. 5. Maintenance schedule for all fluids, including coolant, brake fluid, automatic transmission fluid, and differential fluid. 6. How to program the remote control, as well as the power windows and door locks. 7. How to reset the tire pressure monitoring system, or known as TPMS, after a tire rotation. Refer to Figure 15.1. The Owner's Manual has a lot of information pertaining to the operation, as well as the maintenance and resetting procedures, that technicians often need. Service Information. Purpose of Service Information. Service information is needed to correctly service or repair vehicles because it contains all of the specifications, as well as the specified procedures to follow when servicing or repairing a vehicle. Factory Service Information. Until the 1990s, most service information was found in paper manuals called service manuals or shop manuals. More recently, the manufacturer provides this information in a digital format. The most comprehensive and accurate service information is the service information from the vehicle manufacturer. This information is available for most, if not all, vehicles and can be purchased from their website. For the exact location for purchasing factory service information, visit National Automotive Service Task Force, known as NASDF, website. For the websites for all vehicle manufacturer service information and cost is www.nastf.org. Aftermarket service information. While factory service manuals cover just 1 year and one or more models of the same vehicle, most aftermarket service manuals cover multiple years and or models in one manual. Originally, aftermarket service information was available in only paper manuals. Paper service manuals had the following disadvantages. 1. Required a lot of storage space. 2. The pages would become dirty from handling. 3. Difficult to use at the vehicle or to make copies from the thick manuals. Paper service manuals were replaced with electronic service information that came on CDs and then DVDs, before becoming available on the internet. Most electronic service information has technical service bulletins, TSBs, wiring diagrams, and a main menu that includes the major components of the vehicle as a starting point. Aldata and Mitchell On Demand are examples of commonly used subscription services that include service information for many vehicles. Refer to Figure 15.2. A main menu showing the major systems of the vehicle. Clicking on one of these major topics opens up another menu showing more detailed information. Service information content. General information. General information includes topics such as warnings and cautions, vehicle identification numbers on engine, transmission/transaxle, and body parts, lock cylinder coating, fastener information, including torque specifications, decimal and metric equivalents, abbreviations and standard nomenclature used, service parts identification label and process code information, maintenance and lubrication information. Maintenance and lubrication information includes topics such as maintenance reminder reset procedures, specified oil and other lubricant specifications, chassis lubrication points, component location, tire rotation methods, periodic vehicle inspection services, or items to check are time mileage intervals. Maintenance item part numbers, such as oil and air filter numbers, and specifications, such as oil capacity and tire pressures. Engines. Description and operation. Specifications. Component locator. Diagnostic information and procedures. Repair instructions, off vehicle. Repair instructions, on vehicle. Schematic wiring diagrams. Special tools and equipment. Engine electrical diagnosis such as battery, charging, cranking, ignition, and wiring. Engine mechanical diagnosis. Frequently asked question. What is the Julian date? The Julian date, abbreviated JD, is the number of the day of the year. January 1st, is day 001. The Julian date is named for Julius Caesar, who developed the current calendar. The Julian date is often mentioned in technical service bulletins where changes need to be made to certain components if the date of manufacturing falls within the specified Julian dates. Specific engine information for each engine that may be used in the vehicles, including engine identification, on vehicle service procedures, description of the engine and the operation of the lubrication system, exploded view showing all parts of the engine, disassembly procedures, inspection procedures and specifications of the parts and subsystems, assembly procedures, torque specifications for all fasteners, including the torque sequence, automatic transmission and transaxle, description and operation, specifications, component locator, diagnostic information and procedures, repair instructions, off vehicle, repair instructions on vehicle, schematic wiring diagrams, special tools and equipment, diagnosis procedures, including preliminary checks and fluid level procedures, general service, including leak detection and correction, cooler flushing procedures, unit removal and replace known as R&R procedures, unit disassembly procedures and precautions, unit assembly procedures and torque specifications, manual drivetrains and axles, description and operation, specifications, component locator, diagnostic information and procedures, repair instructions, off vehicle, repair instructions, on vehicle, schematic wiring diagrams, special tools and equipment, clutch information, including hydraulic clutch bleeding procedures, diagnosis procedures, including preliminary checks and fluid level procedures, general service, including leak detection and correction, manual transmission and transaxle removal and reinstall known as R&R procedures, manual transmission and transaxle disassembly procedures and precautions, manual transmission and transaxle assembly procedures and torque specifications, drive axle specifications, plus inspection and R&R procedures, transfer case diagnosis, disassembly, reassembly procedures and precautions, suspension and steering, description and operation, specifications, component locator, diagnostic information and procedures, repair instructions off vehicle, repair instructions, on vehicle, schematic wiring diagrams, special tools and equipment, general steering system information and identification and specifications, suspension diagnosis procedures, including preliminary checks, steering system diagnosis procedures, including preliminary checks, power steering diagnosis procedures, including preliminary checks, R&R procedures for steering and suspension components, tire information, including tire size and inflation pressures, TPMS relearn procedures, brakes, description and operation, specifications, component locator, diagnostic information and procedures, repair instructions, off vehicle, repair instructions, on vehicle, schematic wiring diagrams, special tools and equipment, general brake system information, identification and specifications, brake shoe R&R procedures, disc brake rotor and drum brake drum dimensions and resurfacing recommendations and procedures, expanded views or all brake systems components, parking brake service procedures, including electric parking brake service procedures, anti-lock braking system known as ABS and traction control system operation and service procedures, including diagnostic trouble codes and bleeding procedures, electrical systems, description and operation, specifications, component locator, diagnostic information and procedures, repair instructions, off vehicle, repair instructions, on vehicle, schematic wiring diagrams, special tools and equipment, symbols used, troubleshooting procedures, component location, repair procedures such as wire repair, connectors, and terminals, power distribution, ground distribution, component location, harness routing views, individual electrical circuits, including circuit operation and schematics, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning known as HVAC, description and operation, specifications, component locator, diagnostic information and procedures, Repair instructions, off vehicle. Repair instructions, on vehicle. Schematic wiring diagrams. Special tools and equipment. Heater system. General description and component locations. HVAC control assembly. Diagnosis, including HVAC electrical wiring and vacuum system. Blower motor and fan assembly diagnosis and servicing procedures. Air distribution values. Fastener torque specifications. General description and system components. HVAC system diagnosis, including leak detection. Air conditioning and heater function tests. HVAC service procedures. Refrigerant recovery, recycling, adding oil, evacuating procedures, and charging procedures. Troubleshooting guide. Tech tip. Print it out. It is often a benefit to have the written instructions or schematics, also known as wiring diagrams, at the vehicle while diagnosing or performing a repair. The advantage of electronic service information is that the material can be printed out and taken to the vehicle for easy access. This also allows the service technician to write or draw on the printed copy, which can be a big help when performing tests, such as electrical system measurements. The schematic can be color-coded to show where there should be voltage and where a ground should be detected. These notes can then be used to document the test results on the work order. Engine performance. Description and operation. Specifications. Component locator. Diagnostic information and procedures. Repair instructions, off vehicle. Repair instructions, on vehicle. Schematic wiring diagrams. Special tools and equipment. Vehicle emission control information, known as AVECI label, visual and or physical underhood inspection and component locations. Onboard diagnostic system. Scan tool parameter identifications, known as PIDs. Wiring harness service. Symptom charts. Diagnostic trouble code, known as DTC information. Technical service bulletins. A technical service bulletin, known as TSB, is issued by the vehicle manufacturer to notify service technicians of a potential problem or other critical information. The TSB may include diagnostic procedures and the necessary corrective action. TSBs are not an authorization for repair or a guarantee to correct a concern. TSBs are designed for dealership technicians, but are republished by aftermarket companies and made available along with other service information to shops and vehicle repair facilities. Recalls and campaigns. A campaign is typically issued when a manufacturer wants to improve a product's performance or increase the customer's satisfaction. If the campaign involves a safety or emissions concern, it is considered a recall. A recall can occur when either the manufacturer or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, known as NHTSA, determines there is a concern. A recall or campaign is issued by a vehicle manufacturer and a notice is sent to all owners of record. While these faults may be repaired by independent shops, it is generally handled by a local dealer and treated as a warranty repair. Items that have created recalls in the past have included potential fuel system leakage problems, exhaust leakage, or electrical malfunctions that could cause a possible fire or the engine to stall. Unlike TSBs, whose cost is only covered when the vehicle is within the warranty period, a recall or campaign is always done at no cost to the vehicle owner, regardless of the age or mileage on the vehicle. Work order. Service advisor documentation. The work order, also called a repair order known as RO, is a legal document that is signed by the vehicle owner or his or her representative. Historically, the RO has been a paper document. However, more recently, many repair facilities have switched to using an electronic RO. The service advisor or the person designated to complete the work order has to include the following information: make, model, and year, and other identifying information, such as color and vehicle identification number or VIN. Name and address of the owner with contact information, such as the cell phone number and email address. Date of service and the name of the person who wrote the service invoice. The miles shown on the odometer. Estimate amount and list of requested work. All professional service facilities and shops use a form that is designed for their purposes and include all of the required information, as specified by the local area and state. The work order is a legal document because it is basically a contract between the owner of the vehicle and the shop. If the invoice is not paid, a lien can be placed on the vehicle and it will not be released to the owner until the bill is paid. If the bill is not paid, the ownership of the vehicle can be transferred to the shop. Because this document is so important, all work performed on the vehicle should be clearly stated, including any measured values along with the specified values from service information. Also listed on the service invoice, work or repair order, are the parts used and their costs. Service Technician Documentation. The role of the service technician is to not only perform the services and repairs as requested by the vehicle owner, but also to document the work order so that an accurate record of what was performed and the parts used on the work order. The service technician is usually identified by a technician number, and the number is included under each operation that was performed by the shop. For example, there may be more than one technician assigned to one vehicle, and the number of the technician who performed each operation is documented. This is commonly used where the oil change is performed by the lube technician, while the electrical diagnosis and repair was performed by another service technician. The technician should document the work order by stating not only what was done, but what service tools were used, such as 1. Verified the customer concern of a rough running engine and the check engine light was on by visual inspection. 2. Looked for stored diagnostic trouble codes using a factory scan tool and noted that AP0300A, random misfire detected, was set. 3. Performed a visual inspection of the secondary ignition system components. 4. Found evidence of a coil boot that arced to the cylinder head on cylinders 2 and 3. Recommended the replacement of the coils and boots for cylinders 2 and 3. The technician also stated on the work order that the coils and the boots on the other cylinder may need to be replaced too, because they are all operating under the same operating conditions. See Figure 15.3. Parts documentation. Parts are those items used to repair a vehicle or to restore it to useful service. The part numbers and the costs are usually documented on the work order by the parts department personnel in larger shops, or the shop owner or service manager in smaller shops. The service technician orders and installs parts. The service technician should provide all of the necessary information as may be required, including the VIN so that the correct part can be ordered or pulled from stock. Refer to Figure 15.3, a typical work order showing the customer concern and what was done to correct the issue. Electronic work orders include all of the same required information. This included a stored diagnostic trouble code and what was found to be wrong and what was done to complete the repair. Refer to Chart 15.1. The time that is published for repair and service operations are expressed in tenths of an hour. Refer to Figure 15.4. Some technical service bulletins also include the designated flat rate time when specifying a repair procedure. Labor time documentation. The labor time, called flat rate, is found in labor guides and lists vehicle service procedures and the time it should take an average technician to complete the task. This flat rate time is the basis for estimates and the pay for the technicians. The flat rate is not determined by the technician in most cases, but is determined by the designated warranty person or the shop owner in small shops. All times are expressed in tenths of an hour, with each tenth representing 6 minutes. See Chart 15.1. Some TSBs include the time needed to accomplish the task. See Figure 15.4. Service records. Purpose. The purpose of service records is to provide a history of the service work that has been performed on the vehicle in the past. Whenever service work is performed, a record of what was done is usually kept on file or stored electronically on a network or online server for a number of years. The wise service technician will check the vehicle service history if working on a vehicle with an unusual problem. Often, a previous repair may indicate the reason for the current problem, or it could be related to the same circuit or components. Example number 1, a collision could have caused hidden damage that can affect the operation of the vehicle. Knowing that a collision had been recently repaired may be helpful to the technician. An accident could cause faults due to hidden damage, and some faults could be related to a previous repair. Example number 2, if the current issue is an error code for an engine misfire and the history of the service work on the vehicle does not show an oil change for several of years, this might help the technician to find the root cause. Hotline services. A hotline service provider is a subscription-based helpline to assist service technicians solve technical problems. While services vary, most charge a monthly fee for a certain amount of time each month to talk to an experienced service technician who has a large amount of resource materials available for reference. Often, the technician hired by the hotline services specializes in one vehicle make and is familiar with many of the pattern failures that are seen by other technicians in the field. A pattern failure is a fault that is often found to be common to a particular vehicle. If a technician does not work on that particular brand, the usual fault items may not be known. This is an advantage of hotline services and peer-supported online sites. Hotline services are an efficient way to get information on an as-needed basis. Some examples of hotline automotive service providers include Identifix, Auto Hotline USA, Taylor Automotive Techline, Aspire. Refer to Figure 15.5. Whenever calling a hotline service, Be sure that you have all of the vehicle information ready and are prepared to give answers regarding voltage readings or scan tool data when talking to the vehicle specialist. Tech tip: use a Bluetooth hands-free telephone. When talking to a hotline service provider, it is wise to be looking at the vehicle during the call to be able to provide information about the vehicle and perform the suggested tests. This makes the job of troubleshooting easier and faster for both the technician and the service provider, resulting in shorter length calls. Using a Bluetooth hands-free telephone should help shorten the length of calls, which means the cost will be less for the help service. Supplier's guides and catalogs. Automotive parts supplier guides and catalogs are usually free and often include expanded views of assembled parts, along with helpful hints and advice. These are the list of websites where this information can be found are often available at trade shows associated with automotive training conferences and expos. Go to the following websites for examples of training conferences with trade shows. http://www.carsevent.com is the NACE Cars Expo website. http://www.avtechexpo.com is the Auto Value Expo website. http://www.visionknc.com is the Vision Expo website. http://ATTRAININGEXPO.com is the Automotive Training Expo website. Additional information. From the customer, the service advisor or shop owner records the following information from the customer and about the vehicle. 1. Record the vehicle identification number, or VIN of the vehicle on the work order. 2. Record the make, model, year, and mileage on the work order. 3. Record what the customer's complaint or concern is so that the service technician can verify the complaint and make the proper repair. 4. Review the customer's vehicle history file and identify additional required service. Figure 15-6, the special tool number is printed or stamped on the tool for easy identification. The Kent Moore part number J44217 indicates a tool used to hold a timing chain. Check the vehicle before work is started. As part of the work order writing process, the service advisor should look over the vehicle and make a written note of any vehicle damage that may already exist. If any damage is noted, it should be mentioned to the customer and noted on the work order. Often the customer is not aware of any damage, especially on the passenger side, and thus would blame the shop for the damage after the service work was performed. Special service tools or SSTs. Automotive dealerships have tool rooms that are supposed to have all the SSTs that are recommended by the factory. These tool rooms are for the use of the dealership technicians so that they have access to the tools needed to work on the vehicle being serviced. The tools are often sorted by content area and are identified by a tool number. SSTs are made primarily by a small group of manufacturers. They make the following SSTs: Miller Special Tools for Chrysler, Rotunda Tools for Ford, Mazda, Jaguar, and Land Rover, Kent Moore Tools, Detroit Diesel, General Motors, Hyundai, Lexus, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Saab, Subaru, Volvo, Kia, Toyota, and Isuzu. See Figure 15-6. Other manufacturers of SSTs include Sir Tools, Asanmaka, Baum Tools. Review questions. Question 1. What is included in the vehicle owner's manual that could be helpful for a service technician? Question 2. Why is factory service information the most detailed of all service information? Question 3. What customer information needs to be included on a repair order, or RO? Question 4. What should the service technician include on the work order? Question 5. Describe how hotline services and internet sites assist service technicians. Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What type of information is commonly included in the owner's manual that would be a benefit to service technicians? A. Maintenance reminder light reset procedures. B. Tire pressure monitoring system reset procedures. C. Maintenance item specifications. D. All of the above. Question 2. Two technicians are discussing the need for the history of the vehicle. Technician A says that an accident could cause faults due to hidden damage. Technician B says that some faults could be related to a previous repair. Which technician is correct? A. A only. B. B only. C. Both A and B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 3. A campaign or recall is mailed to the owner of a vehicle from the A. Vehicle manufacturer. B. Local dealer. C. Federal government. D. State or local government. Question 4. Technical service bulletins or TSBs are issued by the A. Vehicle manufacturer. B. Local dealer. C. Federal government. D. State or local government. Question 5. 4/10 of an hour is how many minutes? A. 14. B. 24. C. 34. D. 44. Question 6. What should the service technician document on the work order? A. The results of any inspections and tests. B. What was replaced or serviced. C. The dimensions of the related component and comparison to factory specifications. D. Any of the above. Question 7. The labor rate for each operation is included on the work order and is added by the A. Service technician. B. Service advisor. C. Shop owner or designated warranty person. D. Any of the above. Question 8. Which of the following are performed at no cost to the vehicle owner? A. TSBs. B. Campaigns or recalls. C. Either A or B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 9. A Julian date of 186 is about when? A. February 5th, B. April 5th, C. July 5th, D. October 5th. Question 10. Hotline services are A. Free. B. Available for a service fee. C. Available on CD or DVD format. D. Accessed by the Internet. End of chapter 15.